Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to the Town Crier. And tonight I have the pleasure of welcoming back to the cafe one of the most exciting guitar mandolin players I think we've ever presented here. Lou's back with his two exceptional sidemen, who are Ben Herman on string bass, and Mark Josephs on rhythm guitar and harmonica. Will you please welcome back Lou London?
Yes, he danced a swing time tune in springtime. Dance was verse, he'd be perfect rhyme. No band played, he danced so perfect sweet. He had a way to dance a melody, special way to dance a melody. And you know, folks first thought he was a minstrel clown. Come to watch from all the nearby towns. No one laughed when he did a dancing song. Smiled, danced along, and everybody smiled, danced along like this.
Yes, yes.
Kids with trumpets and with violins, tucked them tied up beneath their chins. Music played the sort of rhythmic rhyme that they call swing time and springtime. Swing time and springtime, and on the first April smelling sweet spring day, town folk moving such a rhythmic sway, talking about that man, Mr. Poetry and Mime, Mr. Swing time and springtime, swing time and springtime. Talk about a reefer and it's 9 feet long.
Yes.
It's kind of mild and it ain't real strong, but you'll get ripped, But not for long. If you're a viper, yes, 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 I got the key to everything. I gotta get high before I try and sing. You just light that tea and we shall see. If you're a viper, yes, you know your throat gets dry. That's how you know you're high. Everything's just dandy. Truck on down to the candy store. You bust your chops and peppermint candy, and you don't care if your body's spent. Don't give a damn if you can't pay your rent. You just light that tea and we shall see. Let's check it out, man. Central Park in the middle of the night, and I was just minding my own business. Some old lady walks up to me, says, "Excuse me, son, but do the crosstown buses run all night?" And I says, "Doo-da, doo-da, yes, 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 yes. Hey, I got the key to everything. I gotta get pie-eyed before I even try and sing. You just light that tea, and we shall see. If you're a viper, yes, you know your throat gets dry. You know your hi-hola, ouch, yes, yes. Everything's just dandy. Truck on down to the candy store. You bust your chops and peppermint candy, and you don't care if your body's spent. No, you don't give a damn if you can't pay your rent, because the sky is high, so am I. And your boy's a viper, yes, you know the sky is high, and so am I. This is a viper drag, drag. try. You know that, don't you? That was all right. Next, after the next one, say, mundane, mundane. We'll start playing slower and more boring. Here's a very slow, boring song. I'm going to try and play this while it's fairly fresh in my mind. This is Mark's new tune. It's called The Viper Man. We'll get it for you right over here. Many chords. A viper man way down in a New Orleans band. Oh my, how I played back then for those Creole queens presiding over New Orleans. That band, that land was all Dixie. Things got hot round 4 o'clock. Music men, band leaders from everywhere would stop on in to the place we were playing at. Yes, on Rampart Street, rest their wearies, sit and drink and listen for a while. It was their style, and you knew they'd soon be playing along to some song we'd never played before, but we all would play it. We played them all night long. So hot they heard us on the coast. They wanted most to hear that good old Dixieland. Our Pacific breezes land of tall pine trees, where we went paying our rent with money made playing in the talkies. What a world we lived in then. $95 a week per man, 16 cylinder limousines and buildings that scrape the skies. What dreamers we were with our eyes on the stars. It all came true on the silver screen. We sat in our seats thinking there'd be no end until juke joints shook the scene. Folks didn't want no bands then, not when they could get music from that machine. There's my horn upon the wall. There's a picture, Preservation Hall. It seems so far away from where we are today. This one here's my little girl. She's walking, she'll soon be talking and asking me, how did we ever come to live in this desert land? I was a viper man way down in the New Orleans band. Oh my, how I played back then for those Creole queens presiding over New Orleans. Whoa, my, how I played back then.
This is going to fall down. Pick up the pieces.
This place is getting fancier every time I come in. Now they got John's. I like it. But a couple times we came back, a couple times ago, and they had these lights, and they're like blinding, so I have to go like this every now and then. Actually, I should go like this, because then I can wind my watch. And do you ever know about that? There's sign language for Timex people. When you see someone walking down the street going like this, he's actually winding his watch. He's not weird. Or she, you know, I've heard people going like this a lot. It's nervous energy, but it's self-winding watches. And so when I see people with self-winding watches, I feel a kinship to them. And I say, so I'll just go like this and block out the light, be able to see the people here. Oh, jeez. Hello. You know. I'm going to play a brilliant little mandolin instrumental that I wrote for the clarinet. Very groovy little tune. I was commissioned to write this song for Berklee College of Music, which is the jazz school in Boston, you know. They sent me a letter. They said, we've been having an argument, Lou, and you can help us out. We don't think that anyone can write a song without any key or time signature. So I took it up, and I thought about it for a while, and I wrote this little tune, and I call it No Time Flat. It sounds just like this. This is another brilliant tune that I wrote in 1936 when I was working under the name of Fats Waller. See, someone gave me this tune and it was a polka. And I said, well, hubba hubba, but this is nowhere, so I changed it to 4-4, you see. Which is... Now it's very groovy and it sounds like this. And if you don't think I'm telling the truth, I mean, it's a sin to tell a lie. You know. 1, 2, 3, and... Just be sure when you say I love you, it's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts were broken just 'cause these lying words were spoken. I love you, yes I do, I love you. If you break my heart, I'm gonna cry big tears. So be sure that it's true when you say I love you, yes it's a sin. Thank you. for sure when you say I love you. Yeah, it's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts were broken. Why? I'll tell you. Yeah, those lying words are spoken. I love you, 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 you rascal, you. And if you break my heart, I'll break your jaw and then I'll die. So be sure that it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell, it's a sin to tell a doggone sin to tell a lie.
What did I say? Got a list of songs in here. Ever tell you about my list, my famous list? This is a list of songs, and I'm the only guy I know who writes them down in how long that they last, you know, like 42 seconds, minute 42 seconds. And the whole first three rows are songs less than 2 minutes long. And we like to do very short tunes, and I'll tell you why. It's because what happens is we live in South Jersey by the sea, right near Atlantic City, Casinoville. And of course, when we started out, we ended up playing a lot of colleges in New Jersey. And we could only play very short songs because they had very short attention spans. After about a minute, 40 seconds, they would start remembering where they were and start hollering, "Boogie! Boogie!" You know, it's like... Yeah, we were drunk tonight, so we thought we'd come over, you know, and listen to the music. Thought we'd go down the shore. Yeah. So this is a very short song. Thank you. And it was written by my hero, Django Reinhardt, and Stefan Grappelli. And what I do with, like, the first song I played and the title song to our long-playing but very short LP, Swing Time and Springtime, is also a Grappelli and Reinhardt tune. And so is this. But the difference is that this one sounds exactly like this. Mm-hmm. Un, deux, trois, four. Hey, I'm a pinker shade of blue, it's true, I'm lonesome without you. If I could find you, I'd remind you to ride home, ride home, ride home, yeah, where you belong. And it's so wrong to be so stubborn strong, and I tried to say I love you, but I said so long since you've been gone, I've tried to carry on alone, but you know things just ain't the same, and I'm not scarred, I'm not maimed, I'm crying. Hey, 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 I fly a TWA, halfway around the world, and I'd carry back that special girl. This is what I'd say, upon my feet and there's hot tar upon the street. Would I run a mile to share a smile with you? Sure it's true, yeah, yeah. With you gone, my life ain't whole. It ain't big and it's not small. It's not a new life blues, but a true life blues with no shoes. No shoes. No shoes. No shoes. Like a good crowd, so I'm gonna sing you a terribly long and boring song. This is the ultimate pits in music. This is, I don't mean to break your hearts, but
but this is the blues. This is the true story of your humble servant, me. It's at least 3 minutes long, so hold on to your seats. See, I was born 26 years ago in a very rich town of New Rochelle. See, I was the son, the humble son of a multimillionaire. But was I happy? I put that question out to you. Was I happy? No, I wasn't happy, no. Because I'll tell you why. Are you curious? Well, the truth is, when everybody became of age to drive, see, my daddy, he had 16 Cadillacs, 14 Mercedes-Benz, and 17 Learjets. When I became of age, I said, Dad, let me borrow the keys to the Cadillacs. He says, son, fat chance. I said, what's the matter, Daddy? I'm groovy and I won't hurt nobody, you know? He said, son, you got no respect for human life and you just might run over the plebs. I wouldn't run down those valueless non-entities, and he still wouldn't give me the key. So, ladies and gentlemen, there I was, 17 years old, cruising down downtown New Rochelle, New York, cruising with my baby at my side, cruising for burgers 4:30 in the morning with my sweetheart down downtown New Rochelle, New York. Cruising with my baby, cruising down there in New Rochelle, New York, 4:30 in the morning in a sit-down lawn boy lawnmower. And it was hard, and it was sharp, and it was noisy, and I didn't like it at all. And from that day on, ladies and gentlemen, I knew what my calling was. I was doomed to be a blues singer. So I packed up all my things in a U-Haul van and moved to Kingston, New York, home of the blues. Yes, yes. I changed my name to Blind Otis Elevator, and I have moped around and sang the blues on the street corners all summer long. There wasn't your normal blues, however. There was special blues. There was rich, arrogant, bourgeois blues, yes. And I'd like to sing them for you now, and I don't mean to break your hearts, but I hope you pay attention and realize the plights of a young fat boy. I woke up late this afternoon, and both my cars were gone. Woke up 4:30 this afternoon and both my Cadillac and my Mercedes-Benz was gone.
There you were gone.
Got the bourgeois blues so bad, I threw my damn martini across the lawn. It's hard to sing blues when you're young and you're white and you're Jewish. Hard to sing blues. When you're young, you're white, you're short, you're rich, and you're very Jewish. The saddest I ever get is a pinker shade of bluish. Get some. Mm-hmm. when Daddy gets the blues. He hops into one of his Lear jets and he flies, yeah. People, when my big daddy gets the blues, he hops into one of his 17 Lear jets and he just flies. But when little Luchkala gets the blues, he hops on his lawn boy and rides, and he rides. I rode clear up to a pawnbroker. I said, won't you trade me for 38? I said, please, Mr. Pawnbroker, I'll give you a deal, you give me a 38. I'd rather have a 44, but lately I've been losing weight. I woke up late this afternoon, and both my cars were gone. I woke up 4:30 this afternoon. Both my Cadillac, my Mercedes, and my sit-down lawn boy lawnmower was gone. They were gone. Oh, Jesus, they were gone. Got the bourgeois blues so bad. I got these blues so bad. I got these rich and arrogant blues so bad. I threw my martini across the lawn. I got the bourgeois blues. Yes, I do. It's disgusting, but wealthy and very groovy. Change your strings 6 months before the gig, man. Now I have perfect pitch, so if you hear anything that's off, it's your fault. How close are we? So close, oh, Jesus. Maybe just a barroom queen or the barmaid in a honky-tonk cafe. She took a step towards me and smiled. Nothing I could say. Some people have a way to let you know they know there's something on your mind. And Randy had a wizard's touch, a kind of smile that stayed when she passed by. From barroom stool to pool room hall, the smell of smoke was in her hair. Randy stood out to me so far above the midnight barroom air. And some people have a gentle way to say that they could love you if they tried. And I guess it's not so strange to say one time I was hers and she was mine. There are no locks on a tavern door to stop her if she tried to wander free. I guess I'll never understand why Randy up and left that place with me. But some people have a way to let you know they know the way you hurt inside. And I wonder maybe she'd still smile knowing that I think of her sometimes. Maybe just a barroom queen or the barmaid in some honky-tonk cafe. She took a step towards me, she smiled. Nothing I could. could say. And some people have a way to let you know they know there's something on your mind. Randy had a wizard's touch, the kind of smile that stayed when she passed by. Some people have a way to let you know there's something on your mind. And Randy had that wizard's touch, the kind of smile that stayed when she passed by. Anything you want to hear, I'll tell you the truth. I want to tell you, I'm going to be real honest with you. This is like my very favorite place to play in the world. And I feel like home here, you know? So I feel like you all should be like sitting here and talking with me and carrying on. And don't be shy, because I'm not shit. Not bad, not bad. Get this. Hey, Randy. Where's Randy? All rounder. Where are you? He's got his Tuddly Thumpers with him. Oh, there you are. How quickly can you run up here with them? Valderini. Oh, there's plenty of room, man. Plenty of room. I mean, we got so much room. It's enlightening, but frightening. Something very fast and sleazy. All right, man, if you're gonna be like that. Oh, let me play you this one. This is my very favorite tune this week. I'm gonna just, This is my favorite Duke Ellington tune. Greatest tune in the world. I wish I'd written it. Maybe I did. Saturday dance, heard they crowded the floor, couldn't make it without you, don't get around much anymore. I thought I'd go to the club, got as far as the door, couldn't bear it without you, I don't get around much anymore. Yes, and darling, I guess my mind's ill at ease. Nevertheless, I can't fight old memories. I've been invited on dates, would have gone, but what for? It was boring without you. Hey, I don't get around much anymore. they crowded the floor. It was nothing without you. You boy just don't get around much anymore. I thought I'd go to the club, got as far as the door. Couldn't bear it without you. I don't get around much anymore. Yes, yeah, this door, not my girls, but my mind still at ease and still at ease. Yes, man, nevertheless. Memories, 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 I've been invited on days. Would've gone, but what for? It was nothing without you. Your boy don't get around much anymore. Fat song, written about a fat kid. Yeah, this one's in G. Don't worry about it. The truth is that I wrote this about my nephew. I usually tell people it's about my son, but I'm not married. I wrote this one about my nephew in 1931. And he was born very huge, obese, muy mucho child of Rudy. He was fat and ugly. But I dug him, you know, he was a kid, and he was my nephew. But when he got of age, I wrote him this song, called it Obese Fatty Waddy. And he didn't dig it very much. So I changed the words to Obese Tubby Wubby. Yeah. Kid's got no sense of humor. So I settled on, how you say in your country, Roly Poly, and it sounds exactly like this right over here. Un, deux, trois, four. Roly Poly, just eating corn and taters. Yes, he's hungry every minute of the day. Hey! Roly Poly, he's gnawing on the biscuit. Just as long as he can chew it, it's okay. He can eat an apple pie and never even bat an eye. And he likes everything from soup to hey, hey. He's roly-poly, he's daddy's little fatty. I'll bet he's gonna be a man someday. Pick it, Lou, all right. Scrambled eggs for breakfast, and it's bread and jelly 20 times a day. Hey, Roly Poly eats a hearty dinner. Tells me it takes a lot of strength to run and play. Just watch him pull up weeds. He does the chores and runs both ways to all the stores, and he wakes up his appetite that way. He's Roly Poly. He's daddy's little fatty. I bet he's gonna be a man someday. An apple pie, you'll never even bat an eye. Careful, Randy. Roly Poly, he's daddy's little fatty. Yes, I bet he's gonna be a man someday. Here it is again. instrumental that I wrote for the Harlem Globetrotters. Sounds exactly like this. Sounds very much like Sweet Georgia Brown, but don't be confused. One, two, three. Just the other day, called Sweet Georgia Brown. And I rode away for her to come to town. Had great big legs and ruby lips, oh, Sweet Georgia Brown. Who'd ever think that girl could drink? Not much, hey. Bought a gallon of Muscatel and she drank it all. Stood in the corner, put her hands on her hips and says, Louis, is that all? Says, reason, sucker, that I can drink. She pulled up the skirt and showed a wooden leg. I says, shit, doggone you, I don't want you, Miss Georgia Brown. This is what I said, Then I said this. I got mad. Went to bed last night, wasn't sleepy. Wondering what's happening to me. You broke my heart and left me lonely. Got nothing left but misery. Wondering if you have found some other love. Brings no consolation to my heart. One of these days you'll be sorry. You filled my heart with misery. Yeah. I went to bed last night. I swear I wasn't sleepy. But lately, I've been wondering what's been happening to me. You broke my heart, you broke my heart and left me lonely. I got nothing left, just this damn misery. Wondering if you have found some other love. Brings no consolation to this heart. Some of these days, you'll be sorry. You filled my heart with misery. One of these days, you'll be sorry. You filled my heart with misery.
Let's see, what do I have on here new and exciting? Zilch. Yeah, all right. Okay, why don't we do this? You gonna be okay on this one? It's a little weird. Okay. Very weird. Very weird tune. This is a tune that I wrote in 1930 about a motorcycle shop. And they changed it around. We're going to do this song and take a short break, okay? And at which time, you got to go and try out these. They have the best pastries in here. It's frightening. We're going to be walking out of here waddling home. We have this habit of driving home after the job, see? And this is like the culmination of like a week and a half that we've been roaming around. We were in Vermont, and we came back last night from Durham, New Hampshire. It was real funny because we were driving around looking for motel rooms, and all the tree peepers were up there, and going, beep, 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 looking at the trees. There wasn't a room around. We ended up 5:30 this morning at what's it called? Great... It was one of these best death wish motels. The stained bedspread, that's what it was. It was a great It was right across the street from the no-tell motel, you know, that's where you But it was the best. We got up there. Really, it was funny. So we decided to drive home late. When you drive home late at night is when you think of ridiculous things, like the worst things in the world, which is when I decided to do this song. Because a lot of people, they say to me, do you sing this because you have heavy feelings about Nagasaki because of what happened after, you know, during the war? I said, no, because I don't, man. This is a song that was written way before that, and it's a real romantic kind of song, believe it or not. Not at the speed that I do it. The curious thing about it is that it sounds exactly like this. Oh, I forgot to tell you this, but on your right and my left playing guitar and harmonica is Mark Josephs. But on your right, no, on your left, and my right, and on Randy's right, but still on your left, playing the string bass, Ben Herman. And directly in front of you, Randy Tickerman. Here's a little tune called Nagasaki. Sounds just like this right over here.
Unos, dos, tres, taco.
Hot ginger and dynamite, there's nothing but that at night. Hit back and next tag, put a belt, shoot back and win, wiggy waggy woo. We got a way to entertain, hurries up the hurricanes. Hit back and next tag, put a belt, shoot back and win, wiggy waggy woo. Fujiyama, get a mama that's when your troubles increase. And some pagoli, you order soda, the earth shakes, milkshakes, 10 cents a piece. Say hug and kiss your dime, Lord, it's worth the price. Hit back and next tag, put a belt, shoot back and win, wiggy waggy woo. Dynamite. There's nothing but that at night. Hit back and say with a belt, shoot back and win, wiggy waggy woo. We got a way to entertain. We're gonna hurry up the hurricane. Sit back and say with a belt, shoot back and win, wiggy waggy woo. Fujiyama, get your mama, that's when your troubles increase. And some pagoda, you order soda, the earth shake, milk shake, 10 cents a piece. They hug and kiss your dime, Lord, it's worth the price. Sit back and say with a belt, shoot back and win, wiggy waggy woo.
Joseph, Mandy Tickerman, we'll be back with you.